I feel very fortunate to have many nieces and nephews with whom I can engage about all manner of things that are going on in their lives and that are going on in my life. And one of the wonderful things for me about being in relationship with younger people is that I get to do things that I would never, ever do otherwise. So a couple of years ago, I found myself going to the Cat's Cradle in Chapel Hill to hear a band that I had never heard of before. My nephew had invited me to go with him, and he would spend the evening standing right in front of the stage with many other people his age, arms crossed, almost statuesque, staring and listening and giving no indicators of response to the music. I sat in the very back because that's where I found a stool to sit on, and I didn't want to stand through the whole show. And even though seated, I was moving every part of my body, because if you know me, music moves me, and that's just what I do. Now, I don't remember the name of the band, or any of the songs, actually, the names of any of the songs, but there is one single song that stayed with me from that night, and I sing it all the time. And maybe singing is not the right word to use. I'm going to share a part of it with you because it's kind of interesting. You're gazing in the mirror and you just don't know. You're looking at the mailbox and you just don't know. You're walking down the street and you just don't know. You're looking at the menu and you just don't know. You're knocking on the door and you just don't know. And it goes on and on and on. I think that was the chorus, I think, but I don't remember any of the verses. But what the song was talking about are the many mundane moments in our lives when we have not yet decided or cannot decide or perhaps never will decide because we just don't know. You and I live in a world that wants to push us toward knowing, being sure of it. Our world, whether it is individual persons or institutions or cultures or groups that we're a part of, our world wants us to know. And I have to remind myself again and again that as a person of faith, it's really okay with me not to know. In fact, it's much, much better that I know that I don't know. And I try to acknowledge that out loud as often as I can. You're listening to the sermon and you just don't know. You're looking at your children and you just don't know. You're driving down the street and you just don't know. This mantra or song has been a really fun and helpful reminder for me that not knowing is acceptable. And even is a positive stance sometimes in life. The reason I say positive is that I've found in many situations that when I head into it knowing everything, I miss what's really right in front of me. I miss the unexpected. And what is life if not continual encounters with unexpected events? I believe that this not knowing and letting go with it of it because we miss things, I believe this is a very critical point for us as people of faith. Because if we practice our faith, if we look at our relationship with God, our spiritual lives, all of these things, as if we know just what is going to happen, or as if we know what to expect, or even if we think we know what to ask for or pray for, we just might find ourselves coming up empty or blank. If we think we know, we just might think that God is not blessing us because we don't recognize the particular blessing we actually asked for. And we just might think that God is not present in our life because we think we know what God's presence looks like. We might think we are not going in the best possible direction if we think we know just what that direction is. Here's another saying, and I wonder if you've heard this. The more you know, the more you know you don't know. That's kind of an old one, I think, because my parish priest told my fifth grade class that when he came to visit our class. And I was saying it over and over again. It reminded me of, you know, Betty Botter's butter and she sells she sores. The more you know, the more you know you don't know. And so I would say it over and over again. It took me a long, long time to figure out that what he was talking about was the beginning of wisdom. Knowing that you don't know it all. It took me a long time to figure that out. Well, I talk about knowing because today is the first day of 11 days of listening groups meeting here at St. Paul's to bring life to a vision for our community in the coming years. And I believe that what brings balance to this sense of not knowing is vision. Vision. It's okay not to know because we have a vision. Not just for our church, but for our lives. This year in our visioning process, in order for us to learn something about who each of you are, who we are as a community of faith, and then where we are going, there are going to be at least 16 opportunities offered over 11 days wherein we can hear and see each other, and when your vestry can discern through this listening project a trajectory for the coming years. Our trajectory will come out of an articulated vision. And the vision will come from your hopes and dreams and wishes for this community of faith of which you are a part. Let me remind us of this familiar verse from the King James Version of the Bible, 29th chapter of the book of Proverbs, in verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision is one of the important ways that you and I can survive and even flourish in a world that demands that we know everything in the middle of being constrained by the limits of the human condition where you just don't know. Vision lives inside each and every one of us and is called forth by God again and again throughout our lives. In theological language, I believe that this vision is what Verna Dozier calls the dream of God, God's dream. You and I are called to live God's dream for us in our lives, to be the individual person or to become the individual person that God is calling us to be, and to be the faith community that God is calling us to be. Vision is critical to our survival and to our spiritual well-being. Do we end up knowing where we are going when we have a vision? Not really. But I think it's better than that. And I'll quote a singer called Debbie Friedman when she was reflecting from Scripture on the message of God leading the people of God to our promised land. The lyrics are, "You are going to a land that I will show you. You are going to a place that you do not know." God's call, God's dream for us. When we embrace this dream or this vision, we do end up with an idea or a plan for our life, and then we have to discover and traverse that plan in spite of not knowing exactly. Vision is akin to the astonishing light of the moon breaking through the darkness of the trees of the forest at night. It lights our pathway even though we remain standing in the dark. It gives us the opportunity to move forward without directing each and every precise step. Vision brings light and life to the dream of God for us. And God hopes and wishes and longs that we keep following that dream to receive God's blessings, to find God's grace, to engage with the wonder of our lives and the life of God with us. God with us. On the journey, we will find times where we can celebrate, we will hold hands when we are mourning, and we will continue the mysterious journey of faith, knowing only and simply this, that we are God's children. We are called to care for one another and to live God's dream. I hope that you will attend one of the listening sessions. If you cannot attend, I hope you will pray for this visioning process. The groups are limited to 10 per person and are limited to 1 hour of meeting time. When I was in high school, my mom used to tell me that I was a dreamer. And of course, that had negative connotations. She would say, like, get your head out of the clouds and don't wish for things that you cannot have. I hear that voice and I understand it, and I believe that there is in most of us a little bit of resistance to dreaming or visioning, or perhaps just a misunderstanding about what vision can be and can do for us in our lives. You might even say, after hearing my reflections, why are we going to meet in small groups and talk about where we want to go or who we want to be if we might not even ever get there, since we really don't know? My answer is that it's my experience that our lofty thinking, our outrageous visions, and our daring dreams are just what keep us going, just what keep us longing for God, and just what keep us believing and hoping in the journey of faith. You're considering a vision, and you just don't know, and that's okay. Amen.